The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
My next guest found herself working in the area of intellectual disability after watching her younger sister, Fran, grow up. And she's now launching an online education programme for anyone who has an intellectual disability loved one in their life to help them see all of their options. Molly O'Keefe is the founder of Positive Pathways. Molly, good afternoon. Thanks for chatting to us.
Good afternoon, Damien, and I'm greetings from a sunny and warm West Waterford. How are you?
Is it ever any other way down there?
Well, sometimes, but no, it's a beautiful day today.
Tell me more about your sister, Fran.
Yes, so I grew up in a busy household, a farming background, and I had two siblings, a big brother and my younger sister, Fran. And I suppose when you grow up with something, it becomes the norm. And so our house to me was as normal as next door. And my sister had an intellectual disability. We grew up in a small community. And I suppose when I began to notice the difference was around the options that I had as opposed to what Fran could avail of. So while myself and my brother had the opportunity to go to school locally and build friendships, Fran's pathway began to go off in a very different direction. And, you know, we are children of the 1980s, so the opportunities and the landscape at that stage were quite barren.
And you came to Dublin to study theatre in Trinity, I believe. But you could never, I suppose, get it out of your mind that Fran was back home, and not even back home, that she was going out for a lot of respite, which wasn't working out. So this was always gnawing away at you, Molly. Is that right?
Yes. So I guess, you know, you get to a stage where you're hitting 18, 19 and you're heading off to college. And I went to Dublin to study drama. And, you know, I was going to be the next Bond girl. That didn't quite happen. So we went to Plan B. But it was just that ongoing comparison of the opportunities that I had. And yet, because Fran had this label of having an intellectual disability, it meant that her options were so much smaller. And I guess even with my background in education in theatre, I began to find myself working back in the area and using the creative arts and working with people and working with groups, because what was wonderful, it was just, it gave them an opportunity to be seen beyond their label. And that's what I suppose is sometimes helpful when we can, you know, see the gifts and talents within each other. I was also, I guess, very fortunate that I grew up in a house where my mum was really proactive. And that at that stage, there wasn't a huge amount of support. So, you know, she was the mother of all creations. And so she needed to help Fran to walk. So she built the equipment. So I suppose our values within our own house was that, you know, if you can imagine it, you can do it. And it was important to push the boundaries and push the barrier.
So your aim and your attitude always was, despite the disability, there is a dignity that must be respected. And you were firm that that was going to be what you were going to do for Fran.
Yes, I think no matter our skills, our vulnerabilities, our abilities, we've all got gifts to bring to the world. And I guess we live in a community, in a society that places values on certain aspects. And, you know, we're naturally programmed to judge and either value or devalue something. And that also happens to the people around us. And so often if we see somebody or see something that is different from us, it means that we're, you know, we're not sure, you know, are they like us or are not like us? And then, you know, we're not as invested in them. And I suppose I knew the great gifts that my sister had. I could see past her label of disability and all the other, you know, complexities within her life. And I know that families could see that as well. I remember speaking to another mother, and she spoke to me in such an honest way. And she spoke about that, how she could see her son, how society had seen him, you know, as broken and disabled. But yet then she could see him as her son and all the wonderful talents and gifts that he could bring to the world if he had the right support. And so I was very fortunate as that I got to work and be part of the National Institute for Intellectual Disability in Trinity College. And that, I suppose, was set up as a legacy of the Special Olympics in Ireland and how wonderful the World Games had been. And also a driving force within the university was Professor PJ Drudy, who was also a family member. And so I think that's a really important, powerful message that, you know, family members can drive this and family members can be the really good, positive agents of change. And over the number of years that I spent as the course coordinator, I was very fortunate to walk alongside a lot of families. And again and again, I got the message that families are committed and families want the ultimate best and they will do whatever they can. And at that stage, it was headed up by an amazing lady called Professor Tricia O'Brien. And she was able to bring ideas and concepts that had worked in other jurisdictions. So the great thing about where we are in Ireland is that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, Australia, Canada, they are much further down this pathway, this journey, and we can learn so much for them. And I was enabled to, I suppose, look at some of the really helpful concepts that other families in other parts of the world had used as tools to, I suppose, enhance the life of their loved ones and to support them to live an ordinary life of meaning within their community.
And that is kind of, you know, a person-centered planning process which you have now seen Fran bear, you know, be part of. So how is Fran now? How is she independent living? How is her life now as a result of putting a focus on her being allowed to have this dignified way of living?
Well, I live quite close. I live next door to my sister, and my sister lives in her own home, and she has supports that she chooses. So we did undertake a planning tool at the time, which is called PATH. And there is lots of really helpful planning tools out there that, you know, just match kind of what your preference is as a family. And that enabled us as a family to sit and really think about with Fran, what were the things that she wanted in her life. And we knew, because all of us, you know, we all need a place to belong. We all need a home to close that front door that honors and represents who we are. We need to feel safe. We need to feel loved. We need to have a purpose. And so that was really helpful in sending us on that pathway and working towards it. So Fran lives next door. She is currently setting up her own micro business. She's an aunt. She is a neighbor. She's a friend. You know, she has just, I suppose, her life is beginning to grow and take off in different ways. And it's wonderful and empowering for us as a family to do so.
Yeah. So she's in her late 30s now, living independently, setting up her own micro business centered on baking, I believe, from reading about her. But you want to help other people now, Molly. Tell us a little bit more about your course before we finish up, which begins on the 26th of April, how you can share your experience of working with Fran with other people.
Yes. So I was very fortunate as I was asked to kind of, I suppose, think about how we could reimagine the family space. And in doing so, I traveled around the country and I got to speak to Irish families. And I simply asked them what would be helpful. And there's lots of really rich information out there. There's lots of really useful resources. But families want the Irish voice. They want this to be put into the context of our culture. And they wanted useful information. They wanted an opportunity to come and share their stories. They wanted to have an opportunity to learn and grow together in a safe and non-judgmental space. And they wanted to be able to access information at their own pace. And so that's what the In Conversation series is about. We're working in partnership with the Inclusive Living Network, which again is a wonderful organization which is funded philanthropically. And that has allowed family members, professionals, allies to come together and to create a place that we can share and grow and learn together. And that's the Inclusive Living Network. And that will be hosting the In Conversation series, which is an opportunity for family members. And I guess I'm using family members in the broadest terms.
Yeah, friends.
So it's you know, anyone that's freely given in somebody's life that's really committed and that is interested, I suppose, in thinking about alternative ways of support. We have also people who are undertaking the demonstration personalized budget. And we know as a family ourselves, that was really helpful for Fran, because it meant that her funding was debungled from her service provider, and it meant then that we could really use the money and tailor it to best serve Fran for life and community.
That is great. And we'll put details up on our own website, but if people have a pen and paper now, can they email you? Can I give out your email address?
Absolutely. Yeah, yes,
molly.positivepathway@gmail.com. molly.positivepathway@gmail.com. Molly, we'll put up your details on our website with your permission on that. And we wish you all the very best. So it's beginning on the 26th of April. And as you said, it's aimed towards broad family members that have a family member in the situation that Fran is in. And I'm delighted to hear that she's living such a happy, independent life indeed. All right, Molly O'Keefe in beautiful West Waterford there. Thanks very much for joining us.